Presentation.
Not so much, buddy.
There's more to this than meets the eye. We're bringing old bits back as we bridge the gap between what we've been doing and where we need to be going. I'm the OD, Officer of the Drops. And this job's so easy, even a caveman could do it. And as we placate the offended cavemen around DFW, let me run down the highlights of tonight's offering. We're faking it tonight with, among others, the fake Chan Gailey, that sounds a lot like Gas Cap Louie, the fake Al Gore, the fake Dave Campbell, more fake Bob Ortegal, and, of course, the fake Jerry Jones. On Sports Radio 1310, the tickets drop page radio.
All right, we're going to call Jerry out of Valley Ranch, see if he's changed his mind about the quarterback situation, see how things went out at Texas Stadium yesterday. Calling Jerry Jones.
Good morning, Jerry's office.
Is Jerry there?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Jerry, it's Dunham & Miller. Just wondering if we could grab you for a second here.
Certainly. Now that I know that it is the media, I will talk in a very stuttered way.
So you have to answer your own phone now? You don't have your secretary anymore?
Well, actually, she got out of here. She ran down to 7-Eleven for a chili cheese dog.
This early, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
Okay. Well, what'd you think about the effort out of your team yesterday?
How'd you like that Anthony Wright, huh?
Mm-hmm. I thought he did some good things yesterday.
Not better than Quincy Carter. Not better than Quincy Carter.
Well, he did throw some touchdown passes.
Well, that we're discounting those as we look at film, because we all realize, as the entire Cowboy organization realizes, that Quincy is the future. He's the franchise. He's the new eight ball. And the reason they realize that is because I put out a memo to that effect.
Oh, yeah, I thought something like that might happen. Well, don't you think that, you know, if some veterans want Anthony Wright to play and you're going to play Quincy Carter, that you're really going to take a lot of criticism?
Look, I know criticism. When I came in the first year of the Cowboys, you know how bad I got criticized.
Yeah, you did take a lot of criticism back then.
You know how bad I got criticized.
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
I got it big time.
Yeah.
And you can make that into a ticket promo if you want to.
I think we already have.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys like my new sunglasses?
Yeah, those were interesting looks. Special.
Yeah, I certainly positively I got those for free when I filled up at a Stuckey's in Arkansas.
That's what Dale thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That? Yeah, yeah, I told him that.
So he had inside scoop, huh?
Yeah, I also got a pecan log, some taffy, a giant fly swatter. I also got a couple of pairs of Yosemite Sam mud flaps.
It says back off,
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, it says back off. I'm going to put those on my Lexus.
Well, how disappointed are you that you're 0-2? Evidently not too disappointed if you're looking at this as a rebuilding year.
No, this is certainly, as you mentioned and as you put it, and I'm smiling when I say it, but I'm not smiling anymore now, that this is a rebuilding year. And we know that we're going to have a few losses, but they're acceptable losses. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we try to find things to distract us from the games, from the actual football.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, like putting Bully Bob Hayes in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. That was a distraction?
Well, first of all, did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you see how we put him in the Ring of Honor? Did you see that,
yeah.
Bob, that we put in?
Right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but didn't someone on your station all but pronounce him dead on the air?
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought he was worse off than he was, I guess.
What gives with that? That guy's in better health than I am. I swear he'll outlast me, Emmett, Troy, Bob Hope, and Crazy Ray. And just by the way, a note to all that are concerned. Next time Bullet Bob has his death certificate signed on the air, I'm not going to immediately name the field after him.
That was a nice thing yesterday.
No, but now,
he deserves
now,
it.
I mean, I just think that practically, let's not have a tribute every time his heart skips a beat.
I don't think that was the idea here. He was Bob Hayes. He deserves to be in the Ring of Honor.
Well, that's a matter of debate. I just don't like the outside pressure that has been added. I mean, I don't want to one day open the sports page and read the headline, Bullet Bob Hayes has a cold, statue commissioned to meet it.
Now, come on. And you had to do it because if you didn't put him in, I think you would have faced a lot of criticism.
Well, maybe not. But, you know, I'm not afraid of criticism because in the first year of the Cowboys, you know how bad it is.
Yeah, we know.
Well, anyway, just finally a note to the Cowboy fans. Don't worry about the Cowboy season because just like with an aggressive woman, she can do what she wants, but sooner or later, you'll end up on top.
All right, Jerry. Well, thanks for the time this morning.
All right, then. Remember, next week at halftime, we'll induct Quincy Carter into the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. He's hardly played for you. That's ridiculous.
And we'll take down Bullet Bob Hayes, put Quincy there.
All right, that's enough of that.
And Marta tastes hurt.
See you later. Morning. Double fake Jerry there. Drop it.
The ticket. Drop page. Radio.
Calling Dave Campo.
Hello?
Coach Campo, please.
He's speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. Just listening to you. Apparently, when I need a fourth down call, all I have to do is just call you guys, huh?
Oh, gosh.
You guys got all the answers along with everyone else who's questioning me out there. That's what talk radio is all about.
Well, we may have a few answers. It doesn't look like you guys have many answers right now.
Oh, no, we don't have any answers. You know, we're not smart enough to figure out stuff like that or start websites like firedavecampo.com.
Oh, you heard about the site.
Things like that. Or, sure, Dave, things are fine in my life. I show up to Valley Ranch and I don't have the corner coach's office anymore that dates all the way back to Landry.
You don't?
I got the custodial closet now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm making out a game plan here with room up my ass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, my chair's that yellow mop bucket with the mechanical mop ring on it. Dying in, my balls are aching.
Oh, I bet they are.
With a broom up your ass.
I mean, the coaches don't talk to me much. Avizano's got nothing to say to me. I'm watching him. He's got shifty eyes. And, you know, I come into the coach's locker room. You know, we got our own locker room, too. It has everyone's name up there. Avizano, Jeffco, Zimmer. And then over in my corner says, dumbass.
Oh, God. Vandalism.
Someone put a piece of tape up there and got a marker and wrote that up there. I don't think it's very funny.
That's horrible.
What should I read into this? I have dinner plans tonight with Colston Weatherington. We're going to go out and eat soul food. I get a message says he can't make it. What am I supposed to make of that?
He may just have a scheduling conflict. That's pretty bad if he's canceled.
No. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm here to tell you something right now. The writing is on the wall.
That's not necessarily true. You may just be exaggerating because you feel under pressure.
No, I'm serious. Right here in the it says in spray paint, Campo, you suck.
Oh.
I'm dying. My balls have never ached more. Have you seen our offense?
Yeah.
Have you seen our offense?
It's awful. Oh, are you okay? Upset.
My God, when last week in practice we get C-Hutch, right? Or Chutch, as you guys call him.
Yeah, Chutch.
I say, okay, we'll give the kids some confidence. I don't coach offense, but I said, hey, let's put the defense off the field and have Chutch in the offense practice against chairs and pylons.
Okay,
so I think it's a pretty good idea, right?
Right.
We simulate a four-quarter game against air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Score 17 points.
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible.
And I passed up three field goals. We went through it on fourth down three times and didn't make it then either.
Damn. Wow,
I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets better for you guys either. The schedule gets tougher in November and December, and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a schedule, we got to go on the road. Every meeting I have with Jerry now usually ends with, instead of see you later, it's here's the broom, go ahead and sweep up. That's what I've been diminished to here.
That's awful.
You know, I got a family, too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why I don't appreciate things like firedavecampo.com.
Yeah, well, it kind of comes...
It's a little close to home, users, is what it does. Yeah. It's a little... Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Go ahead. Give me the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
up. This is Quivering Norm.
Oh, hi, Quivering Norm.
How dare you do this to Dave Campo?
We're not doing anything.
I want you to know something. Dave Campo?
Yep.
This is a good man. This is a good man.
I know he is.
I am friends with Dave Campo.
I know. Well, we all are.
And there is only one option for me now.
What's that?
Dave, my friend, I love you. And as a last testament to our friendship, I will hastily bury you near new construction. And I swear, my friend, I will give you no funeral.
All right, Seth Gumman.
The Ticket Stop Page Radio. The Ticket Stop Page Radio. The Ticket Stop Page Radio.
It's another P1 Pledge Party road trip. Bad Radio hits UT Austin this Friday from 1 till 3, live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Back to Drop Page Radio in just a second, but first, we want to remind you that Jimmy the St. Christopher is going to be at Circuit City in Cedar Hill. It is Highway 67 at Tidwell in Cedar Hill. He'll be there tomorrow from 5 until 7. Go out, talk to Jimmy. Wah. Ask him about Rancho Bernardo. You can also register to win Ticket T-shirts and Dallas Stars tickets. All DFW Circuit City stores are celebrating the grand opening of their new Garland and South Arlington stores with great giveaways and deals at all of their DFW Circuit Jimmy. City stores. But tomorrow we want to focus on the Circuit City in Cedar Hill. That's where Jimmy the St. Christopher will be.
I would never sample the meat.
It will be at Highway 67 at Tidwell in Cedar Hill from 5 until 7 tomorrow afternoon. Let's get back now to Drop Page Radio.
We're back from a totally necessary pause for the cause, and this is the portion of the program that encourages you to call your friends and spread the word that the Ticket's Drop Page Radio, once an internet-only diamond in the poo-poo show, is now broadcasting to the masses and is massing a cult following even as we speak. I'm pushing buttons and taking names tonight. Call me OD, Officer of the Drops. Burrito Jimmy is up next after we take a left turn and wind up in heaven on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
What's going on? Hello?
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 Yes?
Who's this?
Frozen Dead Ted Williams.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to the show. We were...
Thank you.
We were just talking about you.
Thank you. Where am I?
I don't know
where I am, but it must be heaven because it's very cold in here.
No, you're at a facility where they freeze dead bodies in Arizona.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I wasn't such an SOB in life. My damn son froze me.
Yeah, he did.
So this is what you wanted?
No, I didn't want this. I'm too cold. Do you know how blue my balls are?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and this mess. Hitters.com had us frozen to my head.
Okay. Oh. We were wondering whether they put that on your head. If they actually did that?
Oh, I had such a good life when I was alive.
Yeah, you did.
Famous, athletic, married to Marilyn Monroe.
That was Joe DiMaggio, I thought.
Oh, you mean I didn't write Death of a Salesman?
No, that was Arthur Miller, I thought.
I'm confused. I'm so frozen and dead.
You're Ted Williams. You're the splendid splinter, one of the greatest hitters ever.
Almost as what?
Oh, what? What?
Oh, I'm in limbo. Help me.
Well, you know, your family's going through a lot right now. That must give you a lot of unrest, knowing that they're kind of fighting over what's done with your dead body.
How can I rest when I'm 100 degrees below zero?
Yeah.
There is no rest.
Why won't they let you rest in peace?
Pray tell, who did this to me?
Your son, John Henry.
John Henry, John Henry. That son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that note he's trying to parade around in the USA Today?
Yeah, it looks very fake.
Blood and burn marks all over it.
Mm-hmm.
My son shoved that in my face when I was having my legs cauterized.
So you didn't really know what you were signing.
I thought it was another autograph.
Right, along with the bats that he had you sign.
I'm in a dangerous situation. I'm frozen, and if I fall, I'll shatter into a million pieces.
Well, they don't have you standing up, do they?
I'm standing upright, yes.
Oh, that's awful.
In a Heisman pose, no less.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not even my sport.
Yeah, we're very sorry, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, so you would rather have been cremated and have your ashes sprinkled over the Florida Keys.
Can you help me?
Well, I don't know
what
we can do.
Can you help me?
Why did you want to have them sprinkle it over the Florida Keys?
Because I'm gay as hell.
What?
It's a big gay community, George.
Huh. I don't believe that. I never heard that about you. You're obviously kidding, Mr. Williams.
George, please. I beg of you.
George, go rescue him.
I can't do anything for you.
Get your wife and children and cremate the hell out of me. Cremate me twice, once just to thaw me.
You know, I wasn't really in favor of doing this interview to begin with, and I'm not going to get in the middle of it, so.
Oh, look at that. What? I'm going to try to lick the inside of my ice coffin.
No, don't do that. Oh.
Oh, my God, help me.
Ted?
Yeah.
Ted?
I can't walk anymore. Oh.
Okay, well, we'll try to. We'll try to send someone there. Tracy, the ghost of Ted Williams joining us. And see, I wish the family would let him rest in peace, because listen to his tormented soul.
He did sound mighty tormented.
Gosh, yes. Poor guy.
Yes, he did.
Well, I hope John Henry was listening to that.
Yeah, I hope he's happy now.
Sorry, son.
Blame him for the bit, not us.
Right.
Drop Radio.
Drop
Page Radio.
And I'm being raw with y'all. You've got to lose some weight in your stomach. And it's down to the wire now. And I know that sometimes y'all don't think you need to, but you need to. Okay, take a bite. You have gained. Look at even in your face. You've really got to lose it, okay? You need to get stronger, 10 times stronger. You've gained some weight too. Okay, you need to get some weight off. You need to lose a little bit of weight in your stomach. You need to get your kicks up. And I know that's one thing we've harped and harped and harped and harped about. Okay. I'm not putting you on the first pregame.
It's the drop page.
Are you s***ing me? How the f*** are we going to play like that? Let's go! Get your asses up and looking good! Oh, Andy, what the f*** are we doing? We can't f***ing do it!
Radio.
Calling the always excitable Bob Ortegal.
Hello!
Wow.
What?
Interesting phone. Hey, is Bob Ortegal there?
Speaking!
Hey, Bob, it's the Dunham and Miller Show.
Wow, the Musers, great!
Yeah, wonder if we can just talk a little basketball with you.
How about these Mavs? I'm so excited! I love Mark Cuban! He makes me want to be his wife real hard! I'm aroused! Wow, what can I say?
Well, yeah, you certainly are excited every Mavericks broadcast, and last night was another exciting game, wasn't it?
Exactly! I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to look at these two teams man by man and make a reasoned determination as to who's better, pal, splat.
Okay. All right. You're going to match up the Kings and Mavs for us.
Right. I call this Bob Ortegal's tale of the tape.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's look at the matchup between Steve Nash and Mike Bibby.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is Canadian and had so many women he can be called a Mountie, literally. Mike Bibby's got too much cream in his coffee, if you know what I mean.
Whoa. No, I don't know what you mean.
Plus, he looks like Mini-Me. Give me the gash-loving Nash over the fake black man, Advantage Nash.
Wow.
Crunch, mouth, flat, patang.
Bob, you are extra offensive this morning.
Michael Finley and Doug Christie.
Yep.
Doug Christie, another false black man. Creeps everyone out by flashing gang signals to his cult leader wife after every bucket. In the meantime, Mike Finley spends all his time being black. Way to go, Finn. Advantage Finley. Look at him, Finn. Finn. Wow.
All right, so far,
he loves Maverick basketball.
2-0 Mavs.
Sean Bradley versus Vlade Divac.
Uh-huh.
The stick-figured Latter-day Saint is flimsier than a hardline bit premise. doesn't have much girth, but he's improved for the Mavericks. Unfortunately, that's not quite enough to defeat the genocidal Serbian D-bots.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
Who, when not committing crimes against humanity, is banging around in the paint. Advantage, D-bot!
He has never committed a crime against humanity.
He's a match!
Hey, come on.
Pal,
splash! Callous response.
Dirk Nowitzki and Chris Webber. Wow, what a matchup!
Oh, yeah, boy, that's a tough one.
The Aryan versus the pretty boy. What a matchup! Chris Webber lies to the grand jury, and Dirk lies like a dead fish in bed. Wow, I shouldn't have revealed that. Give me the sauerkraut over the pretty boy, and give me the sauerkraut over my expectant and quivering body.
Expectant.
As I roll my stockings down and wait for the drugs to take effect. Advantage, Dirk, Diggler, Nowitzki, wow!
Boy, you do love the Mavericks.
Huge.
Whoa.
Scratch.
What'd you say?
Pete Stojakovic.
Yeah.
Versus a random black or Mexican Maverick.
Right?
Of course, Nara hasn't played for a while because his lawn care business is taking up too much time, but...
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess it would have to be the Whitman sampler of black men, Rajah Bell or Adrian Griffin.
That is the most callous response.
And I love black men. They might not have a taste for cat, but they can play basketball like they were bred for it.
A taste for what?
Give me the Whitman chocolate sampler, Rajah Bell and Adrian Griffin.
I wouldn't take them over Stojakovic. I think you're off on that one.
Blues, crunch, pat, splat, pow, wow, good morning.
Boy, that was the extra offensive, extra fake Bob Ortega.
I told you he's getting stranger by the day. Those telecasts are really getting weird, and that was one weird conversation.
This is Drop Page Radio.
That's our favorite band ever.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Yes.
And it's really appropriate that we play a Seattle band because the Seattle Mariners, they just beat our heights. Texas Rangers aren't good anymore. They beat us again last night. They swept them. And I talk a little bit about it. This is our main man in Seattle from KJR Radio. It's Dave Grosby. They call him the Gros. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good crew. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're not doing good. The Rangers aren't very good, but I tell you what. Seattle's smoking. They're so good. Why are they so good? Why are they good?
I wish we knew and we could bottle it and give it to everyone because it's been a mystery to all of us watching it up here.
It's like magic.
Very much like magic. Maybe that's as good an answer as any. It's magic.
Yeah, you bring it in here. Where were you
hang
guys?
Hang on. What'd I tell you? Anytime.
I didn't have it there.
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to do here, B97 over Dave Grohl. Why were you guys on the Japanese player? I mean, didn't you see Pearl Harbor? You in the American League, for God's sake.
Because you guys took our other best player.
Well, yeah, but he's Mexican.
That's true, he is.
But down in the Japanese player, I mean, there was a reason we get their ass off of all them islands over there, so we wouldn't have to hire no Japanese outfielder.
You crazy, man? Nintendo, all that stuff. We love them over here.
Yeah, well, I can't say that. Boo, but I'm a Vietnam vet.
Well, Sammy the Spelunker here, B97. I apologize, Dave, profusely for Stu's racially insensitive remarks. However, do you think that the Japanese as a people possess superior compact muscle structures, reflexes that allow them to swing faster and run more swiftly? How better cartoons?
What was the last part of that?
Run more swiftly.
No, probably not.
What is it physically about Ichiro that makes him adjust to the majors so quickly?
God, I wish we knew. I mean, he's not big. He's only about 5'9", about 155. Everyone thought it was going to be tougher.
Okay, that's not a sufficient answer. We're going to disqualify your answer.
Drop Page Radio.
One more game yet to play, as quoted by Jimmy Johnson in 3-inch headlines, or some such. This is the Tickets Drop Page Radio. I am the OD, Officer of the Drops, and you'll know when it's time to leave tonight. But first, sad news, Al Gore has called it quits. On Sports Radio 1310, the Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Well, a big announcement made yesterday. Al Gore, who ran against George W. Bush, I guess, what, 2.5 years ago or something? It's been 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, 2000.
Two years ago, yeah. November of 2000. Well, he announced that he's not running for president in 2004. And kind of a surprise to some people because he'd been real public the last month or so, and everyone thought that he was paving the way for another campaign, but he says no. And joining us now on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is the former Vice President Al Gore. Good morning. How are you?
Well, hello to you guys. Hello, George and Greg, and a special hello to all of your C-1ers out there.
Yeah, it's P-1ers.
The Ticket is taking it all the way to the max.
Well, what's behind your decision that was announced yesterday? Why aren't you going to run again?
Well, that's an excellent question. I decided that it would be distracting if I ran as a Democratic nominee again. Start having the old matchup of me against George Bush. I don't like Bush, never have liked him. But with me, I just want to say that although I'm not going to be in politics in the presidential realm, I'm gone but not forgotten, like Rococo Pinoho.
No, I think you mean Rocco Pinola.
Yeah, that's, I guess, who you're talking about.
Well, always good to be on with the gentle amused. I'm doing a lot better than Dan Campo of the Dallas Cowboys NFL football franchise.
I think you mean Dave Campo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's having a rough year.
Tough day for the Cowboys yesterday. So, you know, it's kind of surprising that you're not going to run, because, I mean, who else is going to run from the Democratic Party?
Well, certainly not Senator Lott. He's a Republican, and now he's a racist. He could get elected again.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed in Senator Lott's comments. Although my father was a segregationist, I don't go around mentioning it.
Yeah, it's best to distance from it, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you made an appearance on Saturday Night Live as the host this weekend. That kind of caught everybody by surprise.
It was fun, you know. A lot of people don't realize that I'm a fun-loving guy, very spontaneous, and not unlike the hard time with Mike Williams and Greg Hammer and their stuck monkeys.
Yeah, they're funny, all right.
Yep.
So did you have a good time doing that show on Saturday? Or?
I certainly did. It was it's great to be on television again and getting recognized. But, you know, I think now I'd just like to go back into hiding and just have my own private life again.
Well, it sounds like you're going to get that chance. You'll have plenty of time to kill, I guess.
Absolutely. I'm going to do some of my favorite things. I'm going to follow an Erasure cover band around the country. Maybe run for mayor of San Francisco. Who knows?
Okay. Interesting.
And hey, I would feel extra fortunate if this interview was so good it would get me on Big Circus's Top 10 Tonight.
Well, yeah, that's a show for the listeners, so maybe maybe that'll happen for you.
Can I refute some allegations that I read in an internet online chat room?
Sure,
yeah.
I did not invent the internet to look at gay websites. That is not true. It's offensive to me and my family. So to all the guys in Men Seeking Men number 4, F you.
I don't think you invented the internet either.
How did you see that then if you... Well, okay. Hey, we always appreciate you coming on the show. It's certainly an honor to have a former vice president on with us. And I guess some are sorry that you're not running, but it's probably a good idea, Al.
Well, yeah, and I'll get to spend some time with some of my Hollywood friends, although I haven't got my phone calls returned from Paul Rubens or Principal Ed Rooney. I look forward to hearing from them. And before I go, if I could give a big shout up to Bob and Stan and say I never listened to badass radio. So you guys stay hard, keep eating jam, and I'll key on you.
What? Oh, God. All right, thank you. Oh, he's already gone.
He's gone. There he is, former Vice President Al Gore with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Oh, Danny Miller.
All right, on our phone now, we are joined by the new head coach of the Cowboys, the extremely fake Chan Gailey. Chan, how you doing?
How you fellas doing? Hard line, great to be on with you. Great to talk a little football with a new sports radio station in town.
Well, I don't know if we're exactly new. I mean, you're new. We've been around for a little while, but I guess that's neither here nor there. Are you excited to be here?
First of all, I'm very excited to be here. Come coach to the American team, Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, of course, the team I heard about all my life. I grew up in Georgia, right over there, across the Mason-Dixon line. Every day we grew up over there listening to Dallas Cowboys football on the radio and watching on television. So I'm excited to be the head coach of that particular team. I tell you what, I grew up on NASCAR. Love Jeff O'Dine, love Jeff Gordon. We're going to take all the cans of Hillbilly and see if we can massage our heating oil and trip up the sensei before it cashes in on the coupons. It's an offensive game. We're going to put the product on field, gentlemen.
God, what? Man. How much of that did you get?
Well, I got a lot of NASCAR references.
Yeah, I heard Jeff Gordon, Jeff Bodine, something about the Mason-Dixon line.
Let's talk turkey.
Well, he's from Georgia.
Yes. Now, you were brought here because you're known in football as being something of an offensive mind and an offensive innovator. As you've looked at the Cowboys, what sort of offensive innovations might you have up your sleeve?
See, not only I got an offensive mind, I got an offensive body. Offense is the way I think in offense all the time. I like to run the ball left, run the ball right. I like to run the ball, period. I like to run it up the middle. I like to run it left again. As a matter of fact, my head is exposed to popcorn every Thursday night with the hot sauce and the tea. So let's play football, gentlemen. Let's go.
What? Head is exposed to popcorn every Thursday. Wow.
So let's go talk about the cheese.
How's your family adjusting to things here in Dallas so far? Are they liking it okay?
Tell you what, they haven't made it over here yet. They're over in my home country of Georgia. They haven't made it over to Dallas, Texas. Home to Dallas Cowboys. They're sitting on the divan, sipping lemonade and eating hominy grits on that divan out there, waving that Confederate flag at the Grand Dragon, Robert E. Lee out there, to the nosebleeders with the water pistols. Come down and make macrame for everyone. We're going to score a touchdown in the red zone. It's go time, fellas.
What? All right, what about your coaching philosophies? Who are some of the people that you draw on for coaching philosophies?
Three people I draw on for coaching philosophy. That's a very good question. I appreciate you asking me that. I draw on Tom Landry, the great Tom Landry. I draw on Bear Bryant. I draw on Richard Petty. I tell you what, we're going to come in here. We're going to play a lot of football. We're going to play a lot of football. Every Cowboy game, every time we get out there on the field, we're going to climb in the birdhouse and bob for apples during the quilting bee. Make peanuts out of Ronald Reagan. That's something Cordell Stewart can be proud of.
How can he be proud of that?
I'm not exactly sure about that, but I tell you what, Hardline, this is a good thing. This is a good thing right now. I'm going to tell you the good thing right now. Bears switch out of town. We're going to bring a winner in here. We're going to bring a winner. We're going to have a 10-6 season, not a 6-10 season. We're going to get out there and we're going to play football. We're going to run Dion all over the place. We're going to run Troy all over the place. We're going to have leftovers in the lumber yard, putting lint in my pocket, and I couldn't fight that tiger without the best carpet.
All right, I'll tell you what, we will go ahead. We look forward to visiting with you a little bit more on down the line. We'll let you go here. I know it's been a very busy time for you. And,
well, I tell you the truth, it is a busy time. We got a lot to do. I got to go prepare our offensive game plan and give in terms of getting with Donna. I tell you what, we're going to get Dion ready, going to get Troy prepared, and that track star Olive Beater won't put his tail between his saddle shooter and translate the wind warm. And that's a two-bit bat out of hell right there, boys.
Wow. All right, we will check in with you on down the road here, okay?
All right, I look forward to talking to you again. If my name ain't the extremely experimental fake Chan Gailey.
All right, that is the extremely experimental and even more fake Chan Gailey joining us here on the Hard Line.
That guy wore me out.
Drop Page Radio. Drop Page Radio.
You can't trust an earth person. You just can't.
What do you mean you can't trust an earth person? You can trust an earth person more than you can trust a normal.
No, you can't either.
You're out of your mind.
Not when it comes to grooming issues.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
they start peeling that laundry off, and there's no telling what you'll see or what will run out of there.
Yeah, you'll see an old Drew Pearson afro pop out at you.
Wow.
All right. Let me tease this. There's one...
like the girl we saw at Barton Springs that time, Ron.
So, wow. Looked like she has Dr. J in a leg lock.
Wow. Wow.
Had a briar patch down there.
This girl looked like she took a wig and stuck it right in her bikini bottom.
Baby arm.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
3, 2...
Come on.
drop.
Sure. The ticket drop page radio.
Drop.
The fake David Stern and bad radio with Why Today Doesn't Suck. Those have been your choices on the P1 voter line. Let's hear that final round.